Hey, 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 and welcome back, my favorite Transfer Cats. This is Transfer Man, and you are listening to 30 Days to Transfer. Hey, connect with me on Instagram at TransferManCCC, and make sure to sign up for my newsletter and handouts. I say it often, we are not called to be average, we are called to be excellent, and today is exactly about that. It's taking those essays we worked on the other day and making them excellent. In yesterday's episode, we talked about finding your metaphor and crafting powerful first drafts for those UCPIQs. Today, it's time to polish those drafts and make them shine excellently. We're talking about the most important step in writing today, and that is editing. Why editing matters. Here's the truth. Even the most brilliant ideas can get lost in translation if they're full of errors or unclear writing. So think of your essays like a beautiful painting. If there's a big smudge right across the canvas, the viewer's not going to see the art. They're only going to see the smudge, right? So that's how I want you to think about grammar mistakes, unclear sentences, weak structure. That's what that does to your writing. Okay. It's not a writing test, and the UC will tell you it's not a writing test, but you don't want errors or sloppy structure to distract the reader from your story. Okay. So editing ensures that your voice comes through clearly, powerfully, and professionally. All right. I call this the two editor rule. When it comes to editing, two is the magic number, not three, not five. And definitely not a dozen. Why? Because like the old saying goes, too many cooks in the kitchen spoils the broth. Have you ever heard that? If you have too many people giving you feedback, your essay loses your voice and it turns into this messy group project. If you've ever tasted anything that a group cooked, it doesn't have the flavor you wanted, I'll tell you that. So here's how it works. Editor number one is the proofreader. I want you to find someone who's really good at grammar and spelling and all that kind of stuff. An English professor, writing center tutor, someone who knows grammar really well. And their job is to catch the typos, the awkward sentences, the basic mistakes. Don't use the AI tools, the web software that you run it through, okay? I implore you, do not do that. Why? Because colleges are increasingly flagging things for AI coming back as not being you, right? So if your paper, your essay has been out there on the internet, if it's flagged as being out there, then it flags it as plagiarism. And that's the last thing we want to do. So these tools can sometimes rewrite your sentences so much also, that it doesn't sound like you, right? You want your writing to be authentic and human. If it has some errors, you know, that's actually maybe a good thing, right? It's like in singing, you know, sometimes we want to take the breaths out of singing so that it sounds like you're just amazingly singing and you never hear a breath. But I don't know if you've ever listened to some blues music. When you hear the singer, you know, take a breath, you're like, wow, that's human. That's very human, and you can connect to that. And it's beautiful. So again, we want your essays to represent you, not some editing software. All right, editor number two is the style and strategy coach. This is your big picture editor, someone like your transfer counselor, a trusted mentor, an advisor who knows the transfer process. Okay, their job is not fixing the grammar. They're looking at what you're saying and are you answering the question? They can also look at things like, well, is it, you know, does it fit the word count? If it's 350 words and you got 50, you know, they're going to say, hey, we got a problem here, right? And they're going to be looking to see, does your writing have a clear, compelling story about your journey? This is a really important editor too. So they are both, I mean, these go together. They're super important together, right? It's like peanut butter and chocolate, right? This is like the Reese's editing combo. I love it. All right, editing worksheet. Folks, to help you with this process, we've created an editing worksheet available at transferman.org. This worksheet walks you through your second editor through every element that you should be looking for before you hit submit. Things that will be covered in this checklist are like, does it answer the question? If the prompt asks about leadership, is leadership actually what you're talking about? It makes you look at the word count. Does it meet the minimum and maximum word limits? In terms of storytelling elements, did you include dialogue, perhaps, to bring the story to life? Do you use a metaphor, simile, or a theme to tie your essay together? Did you engage the senses? Taste, touch, smell, sight, hearing, vestibular, right? The internal senses. To help that reader visualize your story. Those are really easy to add. Metrics and details. Did you include specific numbers to give context? I volunteered 120 hours at the community health clinic. I managed a budget of $2,500 for our student event. I raised my GPA from a 2.0 to a 3.4 after two semesters. Those are great specific metrics, right? When you're talking about your major and all the things that you do, that gives the reader a really clear, concise, and tangible picture of what you're doing. Title check. Does your essay have a short, memorable title? Remember, a title like a bow on a gift. It ties everything together. Can you imagine if someone showed up and gave you a birthday present wrapped in like a plastic store bag? It wouldn't feel very special, even if it was an amazing gift inside, right? The fact that they didn't take the time to actually put it in something nice, it affects it, right? I mean, it would for me. All right, how to work with your editors. Step one, I want you to, your proofreader to go first. Give your essay to a grammar editor first. Once it's free of typos and grammar mistakes, then you're going to move to the next editor. Step two is your style coach. Now, bring in your transfer counselor or your trusted mentor. They're going to focus on your story, your strategy, whether your essays add value. They're neutral, right? Remember that? Step three, final read through. You are the final editor, right? You're the third part of that stool. You're the third leg, okay? You are the final editor. Read your essays out loud to catch anything that feels awkward or confusing. I want you to read it aloud. This is super important. You know, F. Scott Fitzgerald did this. He would read his own chapters aloud over and over and over. In The Great Gatsby, he wrote chapters many, many times until they sounded right. When you read your writing aloud, you hear how it sounds. I want it to sound conversational. I want you to sound like you're talking to me in a coffee shop in your voice. Right? So as you read it through, a lot of times your ear will pick up on the things that catch, the things that snag, the bad chords in the song, and you'll go, oh, I didn't mean it to sound that way, right? Your ear knows what you sound like. So it's great. Read it aloud. Sometimes read it to someone else aloud. And remember, no rewrites by committee. This is not like you three are brainstorming. This is not a group project where you're trying to crowdsource an essay, right? This is yours. This is your voice. And they're there to do very specific things Too many voices will drown out your authentic voice. All right. In closing, I got some action items for you. I know you're excited. So get out your journal for today. Editing is where we're going to take a good essay and we're going to make it into a great essay. These are the steps that are going to ensure that your hard work stands out to admissions readers, adds value to your transfer application. Because, you know, the Hokey Pokey said that's what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Okay. Download, number one, download the editing worksheet at transferman.org. Number two, identify your two editors, one proofreader, one style coach. Number three, schedule time with them now so you are not rushing before the deadline. December 1st is a common deadline. And do your own final read-through before submitting. You need to be happy with it. And I want you happy with all four PIQs. Tomorrow, we're jumping into something brand new. So until then, keep drafting, keep editing, and keep transferring on.